issue, of course, teen pregnancy, and it's something that we are paying attention to with all the challenges and the barriers that we have seen thus far. We have made progress initially in terms of updating a protocol. This is a protocol which basically where we have it refers cases where they need to be referred to. Usually they'd fall under the Ministry of Health. I mean, it will always be the Ministry of Health, but also there's coordination with other institutions like the Public Prosecutor's Office if the cases need to be referred to that particular institution. And there are other institutions that get involved as well. Moreover, we are carrying out training for teachers for them to, you know, cover this issue in schools and in so doing get through to the students. So the teachers are trained to address these complex topics with the students at the different levels of the schooling system.
We also have, or we're going to start to implement, for the first of all, the national strategy for the provide comprehensive protection for children. This strategy has a number of components, including one pertaining to violence prevention, dealing with violence, dealing with gender equality, and providing education to prevent early pregnancy and in order to avoid early pregnancy. Furthermore, on social communication, there are a number of components, national components, which are used to prevent sexual violence against girls and adolescents. And this is in connection with our attempt to avoid these early and teen pregnancies. What more can I tell you? In connection, obviously, there's the prevention of sexually transmitted diseases. So that's on prevention of early pregnancy in schools. Now, education for Indigenous peoples on how we're including Indigenous peoples in our education system. Well, currently we are carrying out a number of administrative and financial initiatives to support the Indigenous peoples in our country. In parallel, within the school curricula, we're embodying in traditional Indigenous knowledge for these to be discussed in classes at the various levels. This initiative is called Intercultural Communication, is focusing first on primary and secondary education, and our aim is to increase bilingual intercultural education coverage at all levels, including in the secondary. We started the primary, we want to move on to secondary. There are also teacher training programs, educational textbooks, and appropriate methodologies to be able to teach this subject. And currently we are recruiting teachers who will be able to teach in the classes in all national languages. Another significant achievement I'd like to mention is that we have a list of 4,400 bilingual multicultural schools, and we've assessed their needs, what they need in terms of teaching programs and material that teachers need, so that we'll be able to implement this educational program. Something else I'd like to mention. In our national education system, 35.72% of students, namely 1.5 more or less million pupils, self-identify as Maya Garifuna Xinka, so different from the Mestizo Ladino. And that's why these pupils need this kind of education, bilingual and intercultural. On special educational needs now, the question was, how do we include children with these needs in schools? Well, in schools wherein there are such pupils, we put qualified teachers, namely, so teachers, assistants, and scholarships, and literacy now. We have an in-class program for literacy 3,390 educational centres in primary education have that kind of technology, and we're also training the appropriate teachers to provide these literacy classes to the children and adolescents. Finally, may I say that we are designing a plan to increase the coverage in technology together with the Ministry of Education to cover all students in the country. And perhaps one last thing, these are steps forward, but there are challenges and obstacles we are coming up against and which we are analysing now, and we're planning our response to overcome them. And in all our plans, we will include the population most at risk. Thank you, First Minister. Secretary for the relevant ministry.
Zulma Calderón.
Ms. Calderón, Secretary from the Department for Social Works of the Office of the First Lady.